Inanna the Priestess, Part 6. From the book The Return of the Sexual Priestess by Jennifer Posada. You can find out more and hear the rest of this story at jenniferposada.com/Inanna. On the walk back to the temple, I realized many things. For my vision had been cleared and would remain that way, I knew, forever forward. I knew that these outings allowed to the priestesses who had reached that point in the training were a test to see who would be loyal to the temple, even without restraints. I was aware that when we returned, we would be evaluated by temple priests and priestesses of higher rank who knew how to look for certain signs. I knew I was radiating like a newly born flame, and I made a plan to disguise myself. I walked through the city of Muru, taking in the energies of repression and fear. While there were also people experiencing joy or peace, I focused on how far the people were from their true nature and began to feel myself dumb down slowly, my vibrations lowering to match them with my intention. It was painful to do this, so I doggedly reminded myself of the greater plan that was growing in my heart like a wildfire since finding my hulupu tree. I also found a town basin of rainwater that was less pure than the waters of the river or the temple, and I wet my hands and pressed them over my face and arms. Soon, I felt the light lessening in me, and I knew the roses in my cheeks were gone. The rest of the way back to the temple, I recited the chants over and over again with no feeling, and imagined moving the energy without any erotic feeling. This too hurt with a searing pain, like going back on all that is good. But when I met the temple guards outside the great gateway, along with the other priestesses at the exact appointed time, I knew what I had experienced was undetectable. And this is how I would make it possible to explore every glory of my body twice every moon and never be discovered. For one great moon, (year), I lived this way, and I was taught, reminded by my body, my vulva, my hulupu tree, the river, the earth, and the animals, how to truly move the sexual energies of life force in a way led from within. I followed my body as the only doctrine I would ever need. It knew everything. One day at the hulupu tree, I heard a whisper I thought came on the wind, but I soon realized it was the woman from the vision I had seen who lived in the trunk of the hulupu tree. "I am the wild woman," she said. "I am you." I found that the wild woman who I really was in the deepest places was who I was in the deepest places, and who I would become in all ways over time. She began to tell me that there was a place meant for me when the time was right. I waited to be ready. I waited for the signs. It was 2 years into my training as a sexual priestess that I learned, through happenstance, that I was being prepared for the high priest. I learned that I would be the offering for the spring festival. I would not perform the great rites because this would be performed by one of the high priestesses, but I would begin the rituals, (rituals/ceremonial festivities), by using my skills to have ritual sex with the high priest. A priestess made mention of something, letting it slip enough for me to realize what was to happen for me. Most priestesses considered this an honor, something they groomed themselves for and hoped for years, the entry into almost assured high priestesshood. But for me, it was the sign I needed. It was the night I realized I finally had to escape. For I knew there was darkness in the high priest, and I knew my body would never allow me to share with him something so precious. It would indeed be a, quote, sin to me to take part in this ritual considered most sacred and esteemed. A sin against my body, a sin I would never commit. I suppose I had known all along, since I arrived in Muru, since the cold-faced temple attendant took me down that hall, since I placed my shell necklace in the crevice of that rock, since the elder priestesses disrobed me and cut away my hair, I knew one day I would have to break free. I kept the thought at bay so I could survive the years it might take for me to figure out how to do it without ending up at the mercy of those who had forgotten their souls. The vacant-eyed ones who expected women to be obedient or enslaved. I wanted real freedom. I wanted to go back to the river. I had been gathering signs and clues for years, and I had heard the wild woman speak of the, quote, wise women who lived in the mountains. I knew they were my hope, and I had been asking for the inner knowing to emerge about the timing of my flight. Now I knew the time had surely come. It was the full moon and the festival of the wheat harvest in which all of the priestesses were expected to participate to ensure the coming year's yield, and the ongoing wealth of the city. We were each to enter the ritual area to dance in small groups and then move back into the trees alongside the ceremonial theater. When it was my turn to step back into the grove, I simply slid behind a tree, waiting there, with my heart pounding for more of the girls to gather so I could be lost in the shuffle. And then, when no one was looking, I fled so swiftly by foot that none could even hear me sweep across the moonlit ground, white like ash. Since we were in a ceremonial area outside the temple gates, there were no guards at gateways to pass through. I was below the great mound within minutes and on my way to the Hulubu tree. This time, I didn't have to walk carefully. This time I flew like the great bird who lives in the branches of my hulupu tree. This time my robe billowed behind me and I looked like a flash of moon glow moving across the land. This time my hair became loosed and flickered like the new reeds in the wind. This time I was at my hulupu tree in minutes, and the night was inside of my lungs with every breath. I met the hulupu tree like my old lover, like my old place of power, like the friend beyond lifetimes. This time, when the wild woman took my hand, she and I were the same. I don't remember which way the wild woman led me or what the journey was like. It was a blur of moonlit sand and stars, and I was at one with my body. I was the animal fully. The serpent moved through me unimpeded, and when I arrived at the place in the mountains, I knew it as if it were already my home. And the wild woman was gone because she and I had become one. I was the wild woman now, completely. When I approached the cave dwellings, I could make out 5 women standing in the firelight, waiting for me, arms outstretched. Inanna, they called me, as the woman in the center pulled me to her. We have waited for you for so long. Tears flowed from my eyes and from theirs. I had found my home, my family, the others like me. I would be able to live my life as I lived it under my hulupu tree, with it within me forever. This, I knew, was the place my grandmother had come. I knew it was the place I had always belonged, and that now my real journey could finally begin.